بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الكبائر والإشراك بالله وعقوق الوالدين وقتل النفس واليمين الغموس رواه البخاري حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the major sins are ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying parents, killing a person and taking a false oath. Yesterday we did a similar hadith in which the worst of these major sins were mentioned. Very similar to the hadith we're doing this today. And these are some of the major sins that are mentioned in this particular hadith. Otherwise there are more than four major sins. Many major sins a person commits. Ulama have written a whole kitabs on those major sins that a person commits in his life. May Allah protect us from all type of sins. So in this hadith, Rasulullah said, Al-Ishraku Billah, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a major sin. Wa'uqukul walidain, disobedience to parents. Number three, waqatlu nafs, killing somebody unjustly. And this is a very serious offense. When a person kills some person unjustly, when you say unjustly means, the only way a person can kill a person justly is when somebody kills some person and the family has the right of taking qisas. And that is in an Islamic country, there are laws that apply. Other than that, a person cannot kill any person. By killing a person, it is as though, in the words of the Quran, you have killed the entire society, you have killed the entire creation. So, وَقَتْلُ النَّفْسِ, killing a person, وَالْيَمِينُ الْغَمُوسِ, taking a false oath, taking a false qasam. This is very prevalent, very common. People take qasams, especially when they're doing business. A person is selling some merchandise, some product, and he takes a qasam in Allah that I am giving you this at a special price or a discounted price. In fact, sometimes the person says, the exact price that I paid for it, I'm selling you the exact price. Whereas he's lying. So taking a false oath, Rasulullah says, especially when you're doing a business, then perhaps you may sell that merchandise, but it will deprive you and it will destroy all the barakah of that transaction. You will gain no barakah whatsoever. So, wal yaminul ghamus. The word ghamus means to submerge. So here, this oath submerges a person into sin. So, taking a false oath, this is also a major sin. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from it. وعنه رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من الكبائر شتم الرجل والديه قالوا يا رسول الله وهل يشتم الرجل والديه قال نعم يسب أبا الرجل فيسب أباه ويسب أمه فيسب أمه متفق عليه وفي رواية إن من أكبر الكبائر أن يلعن الرجل والديه قيل يا رسول الله كيف يلعن الرجل والديه قال يسب أبا الرجل فيسب أباه ويسب أمه فيسب أمه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that min al-kabair, from the major sins, is when a person swears his parents, he is vulgar towards his parents. Sahaba immediately asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can a person swear his parents? In the time of Sahaba, it was something impossible. In this zamana, we see it quite prevalent today, very common. Every home, almost every home you find, a parent is complaining, my son is abusive towards me, my daughter is abusive towards me. They're using vulgar language. In the time of Sahaba, it's impossible that how could a child swear his parents? So Rasulullah explained to them then, what was the meaning? That a person swears somebody else's father or mother, and in retaliation, that person swears his mother and father. So you actually initiated this quarrel and you initiated this fact that you saw his parents and in retaliation he is swearing your parents. So it is as though you saw your own parents. If you did not swear his parents, he would not have responded in this manner and he would have sworn at your parents. But by you swearing his parents, he is swearing your parents, which ultimately means that you were instrumental in swearing your own parents. And the second hadith narration, that a person curses his parents. So Sahaba found this strange also. كَيْفَ يَلْعَنُ الرَّجُلُ وَالِدَيْهِ. How can a person curse his own parents? So Rasulullah explained the similar, that you swear somebody, his father, his mother, or you curse them, and in retaliation, they do the same. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. وعن أبي محمد جبير بن مطعم رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يدخل الجنة قاطع قال سفيان في روايته يعني قاطع رحم متفق عليه. A person who breaks relationships, mentioned family relationships, he is قاطع رحم, then he shall not enter paradise. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. These are serious offenses which we take very, very lightly at times. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal on these hadith. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.